help us, Lord, to know your heart for each one of us. And also help us, Lord, even to draw ourselves closer to you for this Holy Week, even as we prepare our hearts, Lord, to welcome you, Lord. So we thank you and bless all of us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Okay, before we start, as usual, I would love to share a bit about myself. I'm not sure if everyone know me. I'm basically Stephen. As usual, Audrey is always the one that gives the cheers. I joined SAC like almost 2 years. This will be my second year, and it's such a blessing to be here, to be able to serve in this church and even be a blessing. And I have learned a lot from everyone, from the church, from the leaderships, and a lot. And the Lord has given me a great opportunity to be here and really be a blessing to anyone. So today I'll share a bit on Palm Sunday. As we all know, everyone know what is Palm Sunday? You all know, but do you really know what is Palm Sunday? Okay, that's great. Okay, Palm Sunday, I'm just going to share a little bit about Palm Sunday. Palm Sunday basically is 1 week before the Holy Week, right? So Palm Sunday actually is a triumphant entry of Jesus into Jerusalem to celebrate the Passover. That is the story about Palm Sunday. So in case you're not sure, why are we celebrating? I mean, some of you grew up in the traditional service, you might understand that, no, they will give out palm crosses, which we will give out at later. If you haven't got anyone, I will get one from the team. Okay, so, or else you can go to other service. I heard, just heard there's no more palm crosses already. So you can go to other service and get them. Okay, basically what happened on Palm Sunday or during that time in the olden days, there's no Palm Sunday. Right? What happened is just Jesus going into Jerusalem, and then what are the people doing? So people basically were just putting their clothes on the ground, you know, they're laying down, they give everything that to welcome Jesus into Jerusalem. So it's really a thing that preparing them, the people, they were thinking Jesus was coming into Jerusalem, and then what is Jesus going to do? As what we have seen earlier, when Skatty was leading the song, Hosanna. So do you know what Hosanna mean? I think a lot of us, we are not really sure what Hosanna means, right? We just, Hosanna, Hosanna, but then, what's happening? So Hosanna basically it means God saves, right? So the people were actually preparing themselves. They were expecting this person, Jesus, coming to Jerusalem. And what is he going to do? He's supposed to come and help and save them from the Roman government, right? Because they're all under the control. So they were really excited, expecting Jesus to come in. So they were all shouting, God save, God save, Hosanna. So that's the meaning of Hosanna, in case you're not sure what you are singing earlier, right? So now you have an idea. So when the people are preparing themselves, they basically just cry out to God, no, save, save us, deliver us. So what's next? So they want freedom, right? They basically want freedom from the Roman government. Expect this Jesus, so-called, is actually a political messiah. Someone to set them free from the Romans. But it's not just that, okay? So again, how is Jesus going into Jerusalem? It's basically, he is riding on a donkey. Okay, so the donkey, what does the donkey mean? The donkey means it's a peace, a symbol of peace. Very humble. So he really walking in and not expecting, like, have a lot of glory or whatever. But people were just follow, right? Everyone just say, Hosanna, Hosanna. They just shout and worship and just admire him. And again, in those olden days, we all know that linen, clothes, all these are very expensive things, right? So they just take out and put on the ground and make sure they put the brown leaves, which is the palm leaves. I got this. Basically, it's just to show what is this all about. Do you know why they're using a palm leaves? Anyone know? Not a coconut leaves? Or banana leaves. Okay, palm leaf basically also represent Israel, in case you're not sure. Okay, so they put it on the ground and just let the donkey or even let Jesus to walk through the ground. So make sure everything's good. So they really treat this person, Jesus, as their king, as their Messiah. Okay, so that is how the story goes in. So they hope Jesus will bring freedom to the people back in those days. So that's how it all started. And Palm Sunday, obviously, is the beginning of the Holy Week. And as we're going through this week, we all know that no one know that Jesus going to Jerusalem, it was to be crucified. It was to die on the cross. But everyone thought that he would come and overrule, you know, the Roman government. But it's not. So what I want to share about this morning is really about, as we go through the word, chapter, word 7. Okay, about how we put down our clothes and even all the things that we have. So today, I just want to ask you, so if God is coming in, are you willing to put down your clothes? So what are the clothes that represent in our current context in today? It's your time. Are we willing to put down our time for God? Are we willing to put down things that we think we want, that our desire? So a lot of times in our life, we're always wondering that, you know, we only want to praise God then when we are in the good time. We're happy. Oh, yeah, I know God. When we get all A's in our school, yeah, we get the girlfriend that we want. Yeah, God, I love you, you know. We can go out at night. Oh, yeah, you know, I'm happy. But what if the time that you are not happy, will you still choose to praise God? Will you still Hosanna? You still cry to God? So a lot of times, I think a lot of times it's really how we really come to God with what we have. All right, we always praise God when things are good in our life. You know, everything looks good, sounds good, tastes good, everything good. Yeah, Hosanna, all glory to God. But what if times in our life we face with finances problem, relationship problem, broken family, broken relationship? So do we still choose to praise God that time? Do we still can breathe and say, God? No. So the more we need to say, God, come and save me in that situations in our life, right? What if fail us, our exam, right? So we all have our own agenda. We all have our own things that we want to achieve in our life. But a lot of times that I think God reminds us again, do we choose to follow Him willingly, wholeheartedly, everything that we have? Or only we choose to follow Him because, you know, we have an agenda. So what if God never gives us the desire of our hearts? Do we still choose to follow Him? So it's not an easy question to answer, but it's okay. I'll leave the answer to you and God. But it's something for us to really think about, right? How can we really live our life, everything, surrender everything to God and trust Him that you will have a future and what your future is? Because a lot of times we only want to, in a worldly mindset, it's, oh, as long as I can earn big money, I have a good job, I have a good wife, a good husband, or anything that I have, that means I'm happy, I'm okay, you know, I'm perfect. But I think in God's perspective, in the kingdom mentality, that's not what God is looking for. It's our heart. It's 100% of our hearts. Can you put down your clothes that is so expensive and allow God, you know, to walk through it? Can we? You know, it's a question sometimes we always think that, oh, only good times we praise, but how about the hard time? Okay, I have a friend that passed on last year. She has cancer. She has struggled for 2 years. She's only in the early 40s. No, we served together in the previous church. She's one of my also my leaders that we serve in the creative ministry. She has a heart for God, a heart that is really love God deeply, always there for God. You know, ministry always there for heart of people, love to act because we are all in the creative ministry. But 2 years ago, she was actually diagnosed with cancer, out of nowhere, out of nothing. Healthy, we still go out, but then she will struggle. So when we look at her, we also feel very sad because it's a surprise, out of surprise, shock. But in her time of despair, in the time that she is lost, she still worship God, you know. She's still there for God. She still praise God. And she say, it's okay, I live for Jesus. Especially when we go to the hospital and visit, we pray for her. Sometimes you're just wondering, like, how to pray. You know, you think being a pastor is easy, right? But actually when you go to a bed and someone is really dying, and you really ask God, God, give me wisdom. What am I supposed to pray? Should I pray for revival? I will pray that she will walk up and walk all the cancer cells. Not that we don't trust our God, but I think sometimes when you look at the situation, you only can pray that God, let your will be done in her life. It's really that tough. But yet, we never give up. We've been praying for the last 2 years. We've been praying and praying, and she got better. She relapsed. She got better. She relapsed. She got better. So in our hearts, those who are very close, we form a prayer group. We pray and we ask God, God, you know, what is her destiny? What's her calling? Where is she going to? We are very lost. So we keep praying, and then I think it was last year, I can't remember, mid of last year. Mid of last year, I think. But I was away and she was in the hospital and we got the text that she was not doing really good. So at that point of time, the only thing we can pray is just ask God that you take over. And then she went with the Lord. And a lesson for us to look at this is sometimes how can we choose to praise God even we are going through time that is really tough in our life. Right? Because we all, as I say, we all have our own dreams. We all have our own desire. We have a lot of things that we want to do, right? Oh, I want to be a master's degree. I want to be a CEO. I want to have 10 cars, 5 houses, whatever. But is that really what God's agenda for you? So do we able to lay down even though the time of our life is not good? Are we able to even follow Jesus wholeheartedly and willingly? So this is something that I think we need to look at the people. And one more thing that we learn from the passage is that these are the people that praise God, right? Hosanna, I know. Hosanna, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. But do you know that these are the people after 3 days is the one that say, crucify him? Not all, some of them. Why? Because they just follow blindly. They don't know who is this Jesus. Do they really have the relationship? They might not have. Yeah, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. And you turn, you come back. Crucify him! Crucify him! So it's something that we always remind ourselves, right? Do we only say, bless you, God, bless you, God? Or in the tough time in our life, do we still choose to bless him? That's the thing that we need to remind ourselves as we learn our journey of faith to grow together. How do we grow in God? Okay, it's not easy to surrender everything to God and really to trust God for your future. But I think God is also teaching us to learn to follow him. One of the testimony I want to share is about my call. For those who know me, I'm in the corporate world for almost 20 over years. But I have a call into full-time when I was in the 20s. But I never answered to the call, obviously, right? Not very obediently or not very willingly. And I struggle. I do struggle, I'll be honest. I love the world. I love the luxury of the world, the freedom, the status, the glory, everything. But I know that the Lord has preparing me. So in the last 20 years, I was in the corporate world. I mean, I learn a lot. I see a lot. But for the last 2 years, when I faced a lot of issues in my work, not issue in a sense, but then you know that the Lord is still there for me. I mean, I've been promoting, and getting better and better. But somehow, that deep within your heart, there is just this emptiness, right? You can earn a lot, but you just don't get that peace that you want. And then I know that, okay, it's coming to the time, Liao, cannot run, huh? Run for 20 years. So now it's time to come back. And I told the Lord, okay, I will surrender everything. I mean, some of you know the story, but it's okay. I think it's something to just encourage you. Again, the story not to tell you to quit your job and be full-time, okay? Please, don't do that. So it's really how God has changed me from a person that are very stubborn, a person that not willing to listen to God and try to run away, and how God really bring me back to his purpose and his calling. So 2 years ago, when I really feel that, no, the peace is not there, so I just quit my job, and so I went to a Bible school. So I asked the Lord. So before I go into a Bible school, my prayer was, God, you know, okay lah, I stop running, right? You happy? I'm going to Bible school. So that was my deal with God. Okay, you happy? I'm not running. I'm stopped. I quit my job. I'm going to go to the Bible school, whatever. So my prayer to the Lord was, okay, after my Bible school, Lord, you open the door lah, open the door. My prayer was, you open the corporate door, I'll go back to corporate world. So if you open the church door, I go to church work lah. So that was my deal with the Lord. But and very strangely, during the second or third week of the school, during our devotion, as we were worshipping, you know, in the morning, and the Lord just spoke. I said, Stephen, stop running. Wow. That point of time, my heart was like, shoop, on the floor. So the next thing was, I just kneel down on the floor and cry and weep and tell God I'm sorry for not obeying your word and not obeying your call. And again, I mean, God will never shortchange us. I mean, this is almost my second year in SAC into full-time. And I'll be honest with you, I'm very, very blessed. Even though I don't see what I used to have, but I have what I want for my future. And I know where is it. So again, a lot of times in our life, what do we go after? We go after our immediate needs. What we really want, immediate needs. Things that we want now. So do we go for our eternal needs? So what is your future? So where do you build your foundation at? Is it in this world? Not that, okay, again, just disclaimer, as I say, not that you don't need anything. You still need money to survive. You still need your job, okay? You still need to study. Okay, don't say you quit your job and go home and tell your parents, okay, I decided not to study, you know. No, I think we always believe that God has a plan and a purpose for us. So it's how much do we put our trust and do our life into God's hand and believe that how much God can really direct you. A lot of times in our life, we always feel that, oh, it's okay, you know, leave it to God, leave it to God. I think we also believe God has given us wisdom. We need to practice our wisdom as we listen to God, right? How He directs us. So my challenge to all of you is that, what is your calling? What's your destiny? Right? As young people, we always believe, even you are not young, also you do have a calling and a destiny. So discover that and work on your calling and destiny by the grace of God. That's how you will even be like a flower or like something that will bring glory to God, the fragrance of God. So it's important that we always know, what do we go after? Is it only go after our own desire? So when God calls us, are we ready? Right? Or are we go back and turn back and tell God, no, sorry, you're not the best God anyway. You're not there for me. So it's really understanding what He wants. How do we really follow Jesus wholeheartedly? Are you willing to follow Jesus wholeheartedly? Or just half? The other half is okay. It's no problem about it. So it's more than that. So that is something to challenge you and also to inspire you a little bit more. So for me, I always believe that when you learn to put down everything that you have and allow God to direct you, God will really lead you on and God will set you free, right? So a lot of us always believe when God come, He only give us the needs. Just like this crowd that were following Jesus, they were expecting Jesus just help so that they can overrule the Romans emperor or the Romans government. But knowingly that God not only come and set them free as a political person, but Jesus come in as a spiritual Messiah. It's more than that. It's to set the people free. So after 3 days, He was crucified on the cross, right? So we always, even in our lives, we always think that, oh, God, Jesus only come into Jerusalem. It's just, you know, just to turn over the government, but not. He has greater plan. He has planned that even the people doesn't even know. He's actually going to the cross and die for everyone so that we all have eternal life. So is that your eternal needs? So what do we invest in our life? Our immediate needs or our eternal needs? Okay. So this is something that we always need to be prepared when God calls us. So I know there are a lot of things in our life we always struggle with, right? Not only our own spiritual life, even certain things that hold us back, right? You want to be disciplined, study the word. Sometimes it's very hard. So we need God to help us to really come back and follow Him wholeheartedly, right? Wholeheartedly, not just come to church every day, right? It's really to spend time with Him, to really hear Him, understand Him, what He has for you. So when we call to God, you know that God is there for you. That's very important. So this is something that to inspire and also to understand that, do we follow Jesus only half of our hearts? Or do we only follow Jesus when we are happy? Or do we follow Jesus when things are right? So if things are not right in your life, will you choose to follow Jesus? Were you able to put down things that is so precious to you that your time, even your girlfriend, your boyfriend, your dreams, if God say, follow me, pursue me, not the things in the world, but me. Are you able to do that? So it's something that for us to really ponder about. You know, let's not just follow Jesus blindly. Right? When people say, wow, blessed is He, Hosanna, blessed is He, His name, we just, yeah, all follow. But we don't know who do we follow. So it's important that let's continue to just trust in the Lord and believe that God, as you trust in Him, that you will see His hand in your life. You know, things in your life, how can God be part of you? So when you go to school, when you go to work, when you stay at home, you know, you will feel the God's presence with you to guide you and be with you. And that's how you really follow Jesus wholeheartedly. A lot of times people think, oh, follow Jesus is very easy. Just go to church, you know, just give my tithing and stuff like that. That is considered follow Jesus. But follow Jesus is everything in your life wholeheartedly. And this is something I don't really share, not even to my wife. By the way, my wife is at the back there, just in case you don't know. Hi, Mrs. Wong. Yes, that's my wife, in case you don't know. Okay, how do we follow Jesus heartily? Even sometimes for me, it's like in the morning, I will usually spend time and pray and before I go to church and go to work. And sometimes I will think about, usually it's, we will think, okay, let's just take a train to City Hall, right? But from my place, I can also take a bus if I want to. But the bus journey is longer, right? It may be about 45 minutes, maybe a train about half an hour. So sometimes I will ask the Lord, no, this sounds funny, but that's how I really want to be wholeheartedly. I will ask God, what should I take? bus or train? Sounds silly, right? This kind of question, like, duh. We all common sense, lah. Take train, lah, faster, what? But sometimes, then the spirit will just prompt you, it's okay, just take a bus. So, okay, lah, we'll take a bus. So then you realize, actually, the train broke down. Right? Then the train will take 1 hour to City Hall, but the bus, 45 minutes. But these are little things that sometimes we think is funny, but when we really come to God, does that speak to you? It does. So these are really follow Jesus wholeheartedly, even little things like taking a transport to work. But for us, it's quite normal. But if you allow God to really move in your life and be manifested in your life, you should allowing that to see. So you can be a testimony for God. You can be a storyteller for God. There's so much for us to share, but a lot of times we choose to just be quiet because the boldness, the shyness, and stuff like that. But I think God wants us to just step forward. If we want to declare Jesus is our Lord, Hosanna, no blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord, we should declare loudly, boldly, not just to shy, lah, right? Okay, no need, no, it's okay. But I think how to really follow God, it's really giving everything to him and be sure who you believe, not just anyhow believe. But then at the end of the day, when the storms come, the crisis come, then you will be shaken and you will lose your faith. You will lose your hope, right? So this is how I would love to close the sessions or this sharing. There's only two questions I have to pose to you for you to think. Okay? So will you follow Jesus wholeheartedly today? Or will you surrender all your struggles and believe God will set you free today? Right? All of us face challenges in life. How many of you tell me you don't have a problem one? Please come and pray for me. I need that prayer. I'm sure all of us have challenges in life, right? It's just how much we tell other people, how much we want to be open. But I can tell you, God can set you free today. Right? If I just lazy to study, I cannot discipline myself, I have hot temper, no, I cannot control my mouth, I like to talk, or things like that. But today, God can set you free. If you believe that, and you choose that to believe, right? A lot of times, even the Bible did say, right, a lot of people will call me my Lord, but on the judgment day, they might not be the one that can go to heaven. Jesus said, I don't know you. So this is something that for us to think, right? We need to understand the word of the Lord is important, but how do we apply the word of the Lord into our hearts and live on it every day? So people that don't know Jesus see you, they will see Jesus. I think that's the most important point, right? We don't want to walk away every Sunday come in, every Sunday go out, some in, go out, still the same. We want to stand up today and believe that God will do a transformation in our life. Right? Can I just have the worship team as we just prepare our hearts? I always believe it's not easy to respond because we're all human beings. We're shy. We're scared how people look at us. But I believe that the Lord not looking as just how many numbers that come out for altar call or how many come to respond. But God is looking at our hearts. Okay, let's just prepare as we quiet our hearts. Imagine if Jesus today is here and he's going to Jerusalem, enter Jerusalem, and you are the crowd. What is your response? Do you respond to God? Or do you blindly follow? Search your heart. Ask the Lord to give you an answer. I'm not going to give you the answer. It's between you and God. Imagine yourself as Jesus enter into the room. Will you run to Jesus and say, Hosanna, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord? Or will you just be someone just standing and see the whole incident? Will you choose to be part of the sin that walked Jesus to the cross? Respond to the Lord yourself. I don't need you to come forward. I think this is a very intimate moment between you and God, and you'll know how much you love God. Follow Jesus with a thankful heart? Or do we follow Jesus because we have our own agenda? Do we willing to follow Jesus and leave everything behind? Your time, your money? I love you to tell the Lord in your heart, between you and God, whether I will follow you wholeheartedly or not. It's for you to think about, for you to respond. Is that if you do have your own challenges in your walk with the Lord, discipline, cannot focus in your study in the Word, cannot connect even with the community, struggle that we face, I want you to just tell God this morning. I say, God, I want to read your Word, but I cannot focus. Lord, I want to pray, but I cannot even pray 3 minutes. Tell God that this morning, that's your struggle. Be real to Him. Between you and God. Let's surrender that to Jesus. Oh God, I want to wake up at 5 a.m. and pray, but I can't. Give me that passion to come wake up at 5 a.m. and pray. God, I want to pray for my family that don't know Jesus, but I don't have the passion and the fire. God, give me the passion and fire to pray for my family members that come to know God. That's your struggle. Tell God. God wants to hear that. If your family is broken down, tell the Lord. Restore their family. Restore the relationship in the family. You want to see everyone come to know Jesus. You want to see the whole family follow Jesus wholeheartedly. Journey this Holy Week, as we prepare our hearts for Good Friday, even for Easter Sunday. The Lord will just remind us again. He loved each one of us. He loved each one of us. And the question to you is, do you love Him? Do you love Him enough to lay down everything in your life? Your time? It can be even your pride. It can be even your ego.